Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about by Winnie Gates Corbett, a book that completely flipped my idea of what belonging actually is. Sophie, I gotta ask, did you also grow up thinking belonging was just about fitting in?
Oh, totally. I think most of us do. We try to be agreeable, quiet, successful enough to earn a seat at the table. But Corbett says that's actually an exhausting mistake. She reframes belonging as an active, dynamic energy, something you generate, not something you find.
Yeah, that line hit me hard. She basically says belonging is the invisible current that either powers human connection or drains it. And she ties it directly to business results, which I love because people often write this off as soft and fluffy.
Right. She calls it a critical operational lever. Every interaction carries an energetic charge, positive and generative, or negative and draining. When belonging is present, people bring their full selves, take creative risks, collaborate with real trust. When it's absent, they spend energy protecting themselves.
That describes so many meetings I've sat through. You can feel the heaviness in the room, right? Everyone's cautious, defensive. Corbett's framework is built on three pillars: safety, connection, and value. All three have to be balanced.
Let's start with safety. She makes a crucial distinction. Safety isn't comfort. Safety means psychological safety, the belief that you won't be punished for speaking up, making mistakes, or asking hard questions. A comfortable environment can actually lead to avoidance.
I love that she says the energy of safety is released when a leader admits their own fallibility. If your team is silent in meetings, don't assume they agree, assume they don't feel safe. That's a powerful reframe.
Exactly. Then there's connection, which she calls the energy of seeing and being seen. She challenges the obsession with efficiency that cuts out casual conversation. Those 5 minutes asking about someone's weekend? That's wiring the relational circuit.
And she warns about digital illusion. A Slack message isn't a conversation. A video call without cameras on is a broadcast, not interaction. Presence requires being willing to be interrupted by another human being.
The third pillar is value, the energy of contribution. People need to know their presence matters. That comes from clarity, understanding how your work connects to the larger purpose and specific recognition. Not just good job, but I noticed how you handled that client with patience. That made a difference.
That specificity is key. A generic compliment carries almost no charge. So the three pillars are safety, connection, value. But what gets in the way? Corbett talks about a culture of othering, that tribal instinct to create in-groups and out-groups.
Othering happens subtly, the inside joke that excludes you, the meeting you weren't invited to, decisions made by a select few. Corbett calls on leaders to be vigilant. The antidote is radical inclusion, asking who is missing and whose voice haven't we heard.
There's also a concept of belonging fatigue, which I'd never thought about. The work of creating belonging is itself exhausting, especially if you're the sole culture carrier. But Corbett says you don't have to be the source, you just have to be a conduit.
That's liberating. Your job is to design systems that foster safety, connection, and value naturally. She encourages becoming a belonging detective, scanning for energetic signals of inclusion or exclusion. Even just asking, "How are you feeling about this?" is an energetic gift.
She also acknowledges that belonging isn't always possible with everyone. Some relationships are too damaged. Some people are actively toxic. In those cases, protecting the collective energy means setting boundaries. A healthy culture has a membrane, not a wall.
The deepest insight is that belonging is a practice, not a destination. Like keeping a fire alive, you can't light it and walk away. You have to add logs, stoke embers, protect it from the wind. And the call to action is that you don't need permission to start. You can be the one who asks a check-in question, who thanks a colleague, who admits a mistake.
My one takeaway is that belonging is a choice available in every single interaction. Every word either builds that energy or diminishes it. I'm going to start paying attention to the energetic charge I bring into rooms.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So the real message is, you are not a passive recipient of culture, you are an active generator of it. Belonging is the energy you create, and that's a pretty powerful thing to realize. We'll see you in the next one.